When it comes to pot, there's little doubt where most Southeast legislative candidates stand. Some cite scientists, others quote prosecutors, still others point to the privacy clause of Alaska's constitution. But the majority just say no.
The whole area of moving forward in a wide-scale legalization of marijuana is a mistake.
Republican Kathy Munoz is a Juneau lawmaker running for re-election.
And I think, frankly, we need to look at what is happening in Colorado and Washington before we jump full on into this new industry, if you will.
She's joined by fellow Republican Stephen Samuelson of Petersburg, Sherry Klein of Ketchikan, and Tom Williams of Juneau. Capital City Democrats Sam Keto and Dennis Egan are also in the no camp. So is Ketchikan Independent Dan Ortiz. Munoz's opponent is in the yes camp.
When you want to go get some beer or some alcohol, you go to a place that sells it, and you're not breaking the law, you're not entering into the criminal society.
Democrat George McGuan is challenging Munoz to represent Juneau's Mendenhall Valley and neighborhoods to the north.
When people go to buy marijuana, they have to get it from a drug dealer who's breaking the law, and whoever supplies that drug dealer is breaking the law a little bit more, and whoever supplies that person is breaking the law a little bit more. And so you get a little bit closer to harder and harder drugs.
The yes vote is Juneau Republican Peter Dukowitz. Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins doesn't state his position. So the count is 2-4 and 7 against. Southeast legislative candidates are even more united on the Bristol Bay ballot measure. 8 of the 10 oppose it. Some say it would increase bureaucracy, others that it could end up helping the Pebble Mine win state approval. Voting yes are Ortiz and Christ Tompkins, who say it would protect the watershed. And there's one more ballot measure.
It makes good economic sense to me to raise the minimum wage.
Ketchikan Independent Dan Ortiz is one of 8 Southeast candidates supporting the ballot measure.
As we have moved forward and the cost of living has, of course, increased overall from year to year, a person who is working for a minimum wage still falls well short or well below the poverty level. So our society ends up paying for that.
Others in the yes column are Democrats Egan, Keto, and McGuan of Juneau and Sitka's Christ Tompkins. Republican Samuelson of Petersburg and Munoz of Juneau will also vote for the measure. But 3 Southeast Republicans oppose the minimum wage hike.
As a business person, I do not like the government telling me what I need to pay someone or when I need to give them a raise.
That's Ketchikan Republican Sherry Klein, who's running against Ortiz.
By increasing this minimum wage, it may very well be that smaller businesses end up having to do away with fringe benefits that they currently are able to offer. So it may be that they can't offer insurance any longer, or they might not be able to offer a retirement plan. And I think those are huge benefits that people count on.
Other opponents are Republicans Williams and Dukowitz of Juneau. This is Ed Schoenfeld.